10 years ago, Ireland became the first country in the world to ban smoking in enclosed workplaces. It was hailed as a major leap forward in public health. And in the decades since, many countries have followed the same path. Now, Ireland could be on the brink of another first to become the first country in Europe to ban the sale of cigarettes with branded packaging. It's already happened in Australia, much to the annoyance of the tobacco industry, which argues it will simply promote the sale of tobacco products of dubious origin and do little to reduce demand. Well, John Crown is a prominent campaigner on the subject in Ireland. He's also a senator in the upper house of the Irish Parliament. I asked him to outline the position of the Irish government.
We were the first entire country which introduced a nationwide ban on smoking in the workplace approximately one decade ago, a very visionary move by our then Minister for Health, Micheál Martin. And this has been widely copied around the world. And indeed, in many European and most Western jurisdictions, it would be considered the standard now that people are not allowed to smoke in any place which is a workplace. So we're sort of proud of the fact that we've blazed a trail in this before.
And this is a natural progression, as you see it.
I think it is part of a natural progression. Our current Minister for Health has announced the intention of introducing a graded series of legislations which will, you know, gradually ratchet up the pressure in terms of tobacco control. I myself have introduced a private member's bill in our Parliament, which I believe will be passed in the near future, which would ban smoking in cars where children are present. So I think there's a fairly wide-ranging legislative assault on the tobacco problem underway in Ireland right now.
These cigarettes are still going to be sold in newsagents and tobacconists and other types of shops. Where's the evidence that simply removing the branding is going to cut demand?
This has been done already in Australia, and it's a relatively new innovation. There have been mixed reports on this, but certainly some recent data suggested that one of the most recent trade quarters had the lowest sales of cigarettes recorded in Australia in recent years. There also have been data which have suggested that since the plain packaging legislation came in Australia, that the sales of the higher-end, more brand, logo-recognizable premium brands have gone down.
So is the implication that those less branded cigarettes have gone up in sales?
Well, we don't know yet. As I guess as Chow and Lai said about the French Revolution, it's too early to say. But the general sense is that there has been somewhat of a decrease in tobacco consumption in Australia. And certainly surveys have shown that larger numbers of people, because of the increased debate about the issue, and every time a new bit of legislation comes in, people start discussing it, the health issues become clearer and more publicized, that more people again are expressing the wish that they are going to make the effort to give up.
What about the argument that the industry puts forward that simply by banning branded cigarettes, all you do is increase the uncertainty about what people are actually buying, the type of cigarettes that they're buying, what goes into them, counterfeit cigarettes and so on. You just don't know what you're getting. You could end up with an even unhealthier set of smokers.
Most illegal tobacco sales which occur within and across borders in fact involve entirely legally manufactured products which are sold through, you know, unusual and non-classical commercial routes which bypass tax via smuggling or whatever. But most of the actual illegal sales of tobacco does not involve counterfeits. That's reckoned to be perhaps 1% of the total sales problem. Most of the problem is the illegal sale of legally manufactured product, which benefits the industry, by the way, because they like the idea that cheap tax-free product becomes available to help hook and addict young children, because the industry must addict equal numbers of young children to replace the smokers who die from cancer, circulatory and other diseases on a daily basis if their business is not to go under.
That was John Crown, an Irish senator and public health campaigner.